Gift Grub. Gift Grub. On the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Exclusively on Today FM.
Now, the census that was released there a few weeks ago from 1926, 100 years ago. And quite a lot of revelations. Let's have a listen to this.
The census of 1926, made available to the public from the National Archives, reveals a very different Ireland, as some of the country's most famous names discover. Miriam O'Callaghan.
Oh my God, so this is my great-great-great-grandaunt?
Kathleen O'Callaghan, Ireland's first female journalist.
Oh my God, mm-hmm. She has beautiful blonde hair. Yes. She looks very tired, Professor.
Well, you would too. She had 26 children.
Genuinely?
She covered the 1916 rising.
No way.
Oh, yes way. She recorded an interview, as a matter of fact, on a primitive gramophone.
What?
With none other than Countess Markovitz. I have it here.
Oh my God, please.
I have it here now.
Countess Markovitz, you're so brave. Can I ask you...
Be quiet, you complete fool. Can't you see there's a rebellion going on? Ugh. Take that, you dirty... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Kathleen. Kathleen, have you been hit? Are you okay?
No, Countess, I'm grand. I think I just had another baby.
The census has revealed previously hidden histories to celebrities like Dermot Bannon.
So this would have been a distant cousin of mine, is that right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Theobald Bannon. He dabbled in architecture, would you believe?
Oh, wow, that's not surprising. Why is he wearing those stripy pyjamas?
Well, he was given life in prison, Dermot.
You're not serious?
Kilmainham Jail.
No way, really?
For what he did up in the Newgrange tombs.
Why? Well, what did he do?
He tried to put windows into the whole place.
Do you know, that is not a bad idea.
For some, the census is a revelation. Marty Morrissey.
So let me get this straight, Professor. This would be my great-grandfather?
That's right, Marty. He was called Martin.
Martin? He's pretty impressive, huh?
Mm. He was an actor.
Huh?
Went to Hollywood and all. Became one of the biggest sex symbols of the silent era.
Holy Moses!
Holy Moses, indeed. There was Rudolph Valentino, Casanova, and your great-grandfather, the great Martini. Here he is in action.
Look at the size of that sword!
They said he made love to over 1,000 women from Los Angeles to Louisiana.
That's catchy. What happened to him?
Well, he was a silent movie star of the 20s. When the talkies came in, it didn't work out.
Why not?
Well, we have his only talkie here.
Oh, the great Martini, where art thou?
How are you doing?
The census of 1926 sheds light on who we are and where we came from. Michael Flatley.
Safdie, sure and all it be cheeses, Professor. Me great-great-granddaddy, sure we all know his name was Benny Bill Flatley. He was a tinker out of Claremorris, be gobs. Having two crew beans to rub together.
No. That's not what it says here, Michael.
Huh?
Says here he was from England.
Ah, be gobs and a trout in the pot, a sassenach be Jesus. Even better, the English tinkers were even poorer. Divil a bit, not two crew beans. I remember him well. He was...
No, he was far from poor.
Huh?
His name was Benjamin William Flatley, Lord Flatley of Hampstead.
You're pulling me all shillelagh, Professor. Benny Bill Flatley, the dancing tinker out of Mayo. Sure wasn't
I doubt he was doing any dancing, sure. He lost both his legs in World War I fighting for England.
Abby Jesus, I don't want this leaving the building. Me credibility will be ruined.
Gift Grub.
Gift Grub.
On the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Exclusively on Today FM.